With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Heavy campaigning in the Peach State yesterday, and sometimes the fur was flying, with immigration a leading theme.
Both campaigning in Georgia this weekend, former President Donald Trump focusing on the death of nursing student Lakin Riley.
Lakin Riley would be alive today if Joe Biden had not willfully and maliciously eviscerated the borders of the United States and set loose thousands and thousands of dangerous criminals.
President Biden in Atlanta on migrants.
Donald Trump calls them vermin, poisoning the blood of America.
Saying he'll work to secure the borders while creating legal pathways for those who are here.
Farm workers, essential workers who helped us through the pandemic and are part of the fabric of our community.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, UN Security Council passing a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Sudan. BBC correspondent Nada Toflik.
With the resolution's adoption, the UK representative urged the warring parties to act on this united international call for peace, to silence the guns, and to seek a sustainable resolution to the conflict through dialogue. The United States acknowledged this week's announcement by the Sudanese government that they would facilitate more humanitarian cross-border access from Chad, but said it was still insufficient. Preventing famine and a long-term catastrophe, Washington said, required a ceasefire and unhindered humanitarian access.
Authorities in Arkansas say at least three people have been shot and killed, several more wounded in an early morning incident. Jonesboro officers found several victims in the downtown area. Authorities were told four other people were taken to hospitals in personal vehicles. This is SRN News. A religious victory for healthcare providers.
A federal court in North Dakota has ruled that religious healthcare providers and employers are exempt from performing and paying for transgender procedures. Lawyers with Alliance Defending Freedom represented the Christian Employers Alliance in the case. The court determined that the Biden administration cannot force religious employers and healthcare providers to violate their religious beliefs by paying for and performing gender transition surgeries, procedures, counseling, and treatment. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Pepperdine School of Law launching a new religion-based institute. It's called the Ken Starr Institute for Faith, Law, and Public Service, named after the lawyer and judge who taught at the Christian University. The school says the new institute will, quote, elevate scholarly discussions on both faith and the law. And this is SRN News. Well, it has been somewhat of a mild winter, and that is producing a rather sweet side effect.
Allowing some maple syrup producers to begin tapping their trees as much as 2 months early. In Wisconsin, the fourth largest maple syrup producing state, many farmers started production in January and February, the earliest any of them can recall. New York, Vermont, and West Virginia, among other top maple syrup producing states, Vermont tops the list, producing more than 2 million gallons of the sweet treat annually. Rich Thomason reporting.
Authorities working to assist a beached whale stranded on a sandbar off of Florida's Gulf Coast. Venice police say the whale is about 70 feet long, beached on the sandbar 50 yards from the Service Club Park. Sarasota County Sheriff's Office and staff from the Marine Laboratory are also assisting. More details at SRNnews.com.